to this happy place. Welcome.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Magic on Main Street. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kenzie.
Over the past few years, our little family has lived the Disneyland lifestyle. As an ex-cast member, Magic Key holders, and Disney Vacation Club members, we've been surrounding our lives with Disney.
We'll be your one-stop shop for Disneyland and Walt Disney World history and trivia, and all the insider information you could ever ask for on merchandise, food, shows, attractions, and everything else you should know about the parks.
And don't forget the hidden Mickeys!
Our goal is to bring a little magic to your ears each week by sharing our Disney journey with you.
This is Magic on Main Street.
And here you may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Okay, we're going. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to episode 36 of the Magic on Main Street podcast.
I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
I know. We recorded this intro already, but something happened. So we're doing it again. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And with us, as always, is DinoProc95 on Instagram, Daniel Proc. Our little kid, Kenzie Lee, is going to be doing a Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. And our team mascot, Scar the Kitten.
It's actually daylight, so he's hiding.
Right.
The sun has not gone down.
Record during the day. We're so vampires.
So he will not be joining us this afternoon.
That's true. It is the afternoon. It's weird. all right. Well, we've got a big show. It's a fun show. We're going to be celebrating 50 years of Walt Disney World.
So old.
So much going on. The celebration is kicking off very soon, and there's so much to know. So we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about our experiences at Disney World. And yeah, hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun along the way. Mm-hmm. But first, Kaylin, bring us in.
Magic on Main Street podcast, perfect for Disney fans. Magic on Main Street podcast, talking about Disneyland. Magic on Main Street podcast, for when you're making your Disney plans. Magic on Main Street podcast, Sean and Tabitha will be right back. They're back.
We're back. All right, let's do some shout outs. First, Jen Davey is celebrating her 23rd wedding anniversary. She actually did that in the message.
I'm proud of her.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You get two.
Congratulations on your wedding anniversary. O2 Joy Joy survived teaching the first quarter of the school year, 14 years strong.
Wow.
I know. You're a hero.
That's crazy.
I think any teacher is a hero. Mm-hmm. The things you put up with, I tell you.
Dude, I would get fired so fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't last. And our buddy Dan Swanson, our friend from Walt Disney World, isn't celebrating, but he's glad we're back on the air. So fun story about Dan. We actually were saved by Sir Dan. He drives a bus out in at Walt Disney World at the resorts. Mm-hmm. We were going to dinner at California Grill, which is at the Contemporary. We were staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we were kind of on a time crunch. So we were
waiting for the Magic Kingdom bus.
Right.
And it was taking forever.
Forever.
Every single time it would give us like a time estimate.
Uh-huh.
Estimate. It would like bump up 5 more minutes and then 5 more minutes. And I was like, we're never going to make this.
So our hero Dan pulls up and says, where are you headed? And we told him Contemporary, but.
No, we told him Magic
Kingdom. But we ultimately were going to the Contemporary. He had to make a quick stop, and then he was taking us over to Magic Kingdom and then said, you know what? I'm just going to drop you at the Contemporary. So it was awesome because we made it to our reservation.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have seen fireworks from the top of the Contemporary.
Yeah, so he really saved the day. So our trip to Walt Disney World, he was the best cast member experience. So thanks so much, Dan. Glad you're part of the family. And we talked about this last week, but
It's happening.
So... our street team, our executive producers, Karin and Patrick, they're getting hitched.
Woo!
Sunday. It's the biggest and baddest wedding you've ever seen. Ticket covers the whole seat, but all you need is the edge.
Woo!
Yeah, so they're getting married. It's going to be awesome. We're so happy and proud of them, and we're so happy to be a part of it. So yeah. Congratulations, you two. We love you.
It's kind of funny that you just did that, though, because Monster Jam just announced that they're finally coming back since they took time off because of COVID.
Oh,
Monster Jam, Grave Digger.
I think I want to, maybe that's what I want to do for a living.
announce just Monster
the,
Jam?
The Gravedigger announcer. That's all I say for a living. Gravedigger. All right, let's get into some birthdays. Celebrity birthdays. Zachary Levi from
Tangled. Flynn Rider.
That's right. Flynn Rider from Tangled. It's his birthday this week. Also, Disney legend Julie Andrews. You may know her as Mary Poppins or
the Queen of Genovia,
which is a real place.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then Susan Sarandon.
Mother.
Also from
Nose.
Tangled.
Best.
Two Tangled stars having a birthday this week. So happy birthday to you. But to our friends and family, our friend Austin Sharkey, we met her at Disneyland. She was doing a photo shoot for this article about social clubs. So we met her through that and we just became friends. And yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Our buddy from the 501st Legion, Denny super DeLay, nice guy. Super nice guy. What an awesome dude. So happy birthday, Denny. And part of the family, Karn and Patrick's giant child, like literally giant. He's 9 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's huge. Happy birthday, Indy. It's
the little
fine.
Brother that I never wanted.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Indiana,
dear
Denny, and Austin.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Happy birthday.
Woo!
All right. Up next, it's This Week in Disney Parks History.
It's time for This Week in Disneyland History. We talk about things that happened in the past. Like 1928, when Walt Disney's trademark application for Mickey Mouse was filed with the United States Patent Office. Oh my.
All right. In 1955, in Anaheim, the Disneyland Hotel opens.
Hooray.
I know. We need to stay there. I can't wait for that to be a thing.
I was looking up prices the other night.
You got to stop planning vacations when we're recording.
I wasn't planning.
You can't just take everything I say and do it. We're going to go broke.
Why not?
Well, I just said we're going to go broke.
No, I was just looking up prices uh-huh. just because I was curious. Mm-hmm. And they're steep.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Wish they had 1955 pricing.
Seriously.
Maybe they'll do it for the anniversary.
Doubt it.
In 1966 in New York, Walt Disney accepts the Showman of the World Award from the National Association of Theater Owners.
Wow.
Very cool. 1971, almost 10,000 visitors converge near Orlando, Florida to witness the grand opening of Walt Disney World, which includes the Magic Kingdom and two resorts. The Magic Kingdom is the second Disney park at this time.
Wow.
In 1975, Imagineer Yale Gracie, who devised many of the illusions for the Haunted Mansion, retires after 36 years at Disney. He will continue to consult on special effects and lighting for attractions at Walt Disney World and Epcot Center in Florida, and later be named a Disney legend.
We just learned all about him when we were watching Behind the Attraction.
Behind the Attraction, which is an amazing show. I was going to talk about it a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Definitely have to check that out.
Yeah.
In 1979, ground is broken for Epcot Center at Walt Disney World. The ceremony, more of a landfilling than a groundbreaking, features a 40-ton Terex truck, which rolls onto the site to deliver the very first batch of soil. In attendance is Disney CEO Card Walker, Executive Vice President of Walt Disney World Dick Nunes, and every governor who had a hand in the development of Walt Disney World.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. 1982, Epcot Center at Walt Disney World has its grand opening with more than 100 television crews from all over the world covering the event. Bands and orchestras play to huge crowds, and Walt Disney's wife Lillian helps in the dedication of Spaceship Earth. EPCOT is an acronym coined by Walt Disney in 1966, meaning Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. It is Disney's third theme park.
Hmm, cool.
In 1994, Innoventions grand opening takes place at EPCOT. The Future World Pavilion, divided into Innoventions West and Innoventions East, focuses on technological advancements and their practical applications in everyday life. Innoventions is a blend of the words innovation and invention. Nobody's going to know what that word means.
Portmanteau?
Portmanteaus. Portmanteau. A large trunk or suitcase. Nope. A word blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two others. For example, motel from motor and hotel.
Like motor coach?
Or brunch, breakfast, and lunch.
I love brunch.
I've never heard that word before.
Me either.
And I know words pretty well.
Anyway. I don't know about you, but I know words.
In 2005, 10 of the original Mouseketeers gather in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle in Disneyland to sing, dance, and share memories. They're joined by 1,000 honorary Mouseketeers who helped them unveil the world's largest pair of Mouseketeer ears on the anniversary of the Mickey Mouse Club. In 2009, the Walt Disney Family Museum opens in San Francisco, California. The interactive museum in San Francisco's Presidio focuses on the life and times of Walt Disney. And what a wonderful place it is.
It really is.
Yeah, our first trip together was to the Walt Disney World, or I'm sorry, the Walt Disney Family Museum. And It's an awesome place. I love it.
I agree.
Let's go back.
Down.
And then finally, in 2019, the Main Street Electrical Parade and Nighttime Parade gives its final performance at Disneyland after a limited engagement. And Tabitha couldn't have been happier.
Why would you say that?
Because you're a curmudgeon.
It's just not my favorite, but I didn't say I hated it or that I disliked it. I just don't have the same like nostalgia for it.
You didn't have to say it. We all know. We've heard the shows.
But I've never said a bad thing about it.
Anyway, that's This Week in Disney Parks History. Up next, the news.
What the heck?
This just in. Breaking news.
News, news, news.
All right. The news. Lots going on.
So much going on. Big announcement out of Walt Disney World. It was revealed that the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular will be returning early next year, with rehearsals set to begin mid-October.
Also some big news at Walt Disney World. Future World is no more, as the new Neighborhoods will replace Future World starting October 1st. Those neighborhoods are going to be World Discovery, World Showcase, World Nature, and World Celebration.
That sounds like such a better flow.
It does. I know a lot of people are bummed about it, though.
Yeah, but
you know.
It's going to be cool.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Always growing.
Always growing.
More news out of Epcot. Canada Far and Wide will resume playing at Epcot on November 21st, which is following the conclusion of the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, which I still think we should go one more time.
And they're doing some pavement work. It's getting a lot closer to the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind site. So we should have some more news on that soon. I'm really stoked to see how this turns out.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love Guardians. Continuing with even more Epcot. I feel like there's so much Epcot news today.
A lot.
Too many Christmas. Disney announced today, reiterated that a festival area will be coming to Epcot in the future, not a festival pavilion as previously announced.
Right.
Continuing the Epcot train.
Mm-hmm.
A new image of Harmonious was released today ahead of the show's live stream debut that will be happening, if you're listening to this, the day it comes out, today.
Yeah. So I'm really stoked to see what they do.
Me too. Moving on over to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so at Magic Kingdom, the Main Street Confectionery, hosted by Mars Wrigley, is reopening on September 29th, so like today, just in time to celebrate the 50th. With new interactive opportunities to customize your confections and a fresh new look throughout, the Main Street Confectionery is your go-to spot for delicious treats. It also is where you can see confectionery magic being made by hand. One of the first new things you'll see is the colorful candy wall, which includes 38 varieties of M&Ms and Skittles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just don't mix them up. Ew.
No, don't mix those. Ew, gross.
I know.
If you're in the mood for something savory and sweet, you can now personalize your popcorn experience with multiple combinations. Select from 4 popcorn flavors, caramel, rainbow fruit, buttery, and cheddar.
Oh.
And then top it off with a selection of M&Ms or Skittles candies, or perhaps even with some chocolate drizzle for an extra sweet treat.
This is a great idea.
This is a great
idea. I love popcorn.
I know. It's great. There are more than 30 new items you won't find anywhere else in the parks. And some of the favorites are new fudge varieties like peanut butter fudge, featuring creamy peanut butter fudge topped with M&Ms, peanut butter candies, and drizzled with chocolate.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about what you can find there that's going to be new in the food section.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Lots of stuff for Muppets Haunted Mansion coming up in the parks.
I'm so excited for Muppets on Haunted Mansion.
I know. It's going to be really cool. So they've got some installations and things that they're going to be doing at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. So at Disney World, go ahead.
I don't know how to say the name of this place. And you're doing this on purpose because you know I don't know how to say it. Okay. Is the pizza place that's at Hollywood Studios that's right by where they do Muppet Vision? The
Pizza Rizzo.
There's no A. It's like Pizza Rizzo. But they're going to have four different eclairs that are inspired by the Muppets stretching portraits featured in the Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Right. And then, so that brings us to Disneyland. So currently at the Magic Keyholder event at Disneyland Park, keyholders can find some fun photo opportunities. Starting on October 1st, there will be additional photo opportunities near the Esplanade, or as Karin says, Esplande. Which, this is a funny story. I've known multiple people to think that the Esplanade is pronounced Esplande. So if you're one of those people, you're wrong.
So far, the two that I know are Karin.
And
Rhiannon Mim.
So there's going to be additional photo opportunities near the Esplanade. Check out the uniquely themed Honda Ridgeline that is wrapped to resemble the wallpaper designs that were created especially for Muppets Haunted Mansion. Honda is the official vehicle of the Disneyland Resort. We are not sponsored by them, but it sounds like we are right now. Also, beginning October 8th, you can visit an exhibit with exclusive content from Muppets Haunted Mansion inside the Main Street Opera House near the pre-show area for Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Fun.
Yeah. If you have any plans to stay at the Disneyland Resort hotels during Halloween time, they are going to have spooktacular displays, tasty treats, and new hotel offers that will entice you to stay for a spell.
Oh my gosh, so cheesy.
That's Halloween-y.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
It's cute when you say it.
I know.
And if you're staying in any of the Disney hotels or the on-property resorts, you can actually go trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Yeah.
Which, that's why I was looking up prices for the Disney.
Here we go again. You can't control yourself.
No, but okay. So when we were putting the notes together for the show, I saw in the notes that was something that they were offering on October 31st, any of the overnight guests at the hotels are able to go to do like complimentary trick or treating. They're going to have like a little treat map and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you sign up at the front desk when you check in. And that sounds like so much fun.
It sounds like a blast.
But yeah, there's all kinds of Halloween festivities going on. So if you're staying for Halloween or if you're staying on Halloween, definitely check it all out.
Right. Good news, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad will return from refurbishment on November 5th, which is a lot earlier than I thought it was going to be. So,
oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be done for a while.
Yeah, I thought we weren't going to see it till December. So, excited about that. And Paradise Bay has been drained at Disney California Adventure as refurbishment work continues on World of Color. So,
bring it back!
That is a very exciting thing to see because I am dying to get World of Color back and Fantasmic back and regular fireworks and... Yeah, things are getting back to normal, it seems.
I love it. Makes me so happy. And then kind of continuing on that Halloween adventure that I had you guys on for a second.
I took a detour.
I know. If you head to the Grand Californian anytime soon, there is a Oogie Boogie display out in the lobby. So his cauldron is over 4 feet tall and it's actually a pastry.
Yeah.
That there's a lot that goes into this. So 260 pounds of powdered sugar, 380 eggs, 220 pounds of rice cereal, 95 pounds of marshmallow, 80 pounds of butter. Oh my gosh. 120 pounds of dark chocolate, 80 pounds of white chocolate, 480 pounds of fondant, 370 hours of planning and hands-on work, and 13 hidden Mickeys.
I feel like that's a task for Kenzie to find all 13.
Let's go.
We should.
Right now.
All right.
Let's pack it up. Gotta go, guys.
On our way. All right. Thanks for joining us. And then Dia de los Muertos at Disneyland Resort is back. And you might have already seen some of these things if you've been to the parks recently. So now through November 2nd, there are numerous ways to enjoy the cultural experience of Dia de los Muertos at Disneyland Both theme parks honor the festive Mexican tradition that celebrates the everlasting bonds of family and our loved ones who have been and will forever be part of our lives. In Disney California Adventure Park, Plaza de Familia is an immersive homage to the celebration. Here you'll enjoy live entertainment with storytelling, folklorico dancers, mariachi musicians, and delicious Mexican fare. Here you will enjoy live entertainment with storytelling, folklorico dancers, mariachi musicians, and delicious Mexican fare. The experience begins as you walk through the Marigold Arch, which draws its inspiration from the bridge that connects the land of the living to the land of the dead in Disney and Pixar's Coco. Not to be missed, a musical celebration of Coco presented several times a day. This spirited show brings to life the story, songs, and themes that are at the heart of the beloved film. Led by the charming singer-storyteller Mateo, his troupe of singers, dancers, and musicians recount the adventures of young Miguel on his journeys to the fantastical land of the dead. Paradise Garden Grill serves up flavors of authentic Mexican cuisine, including favorites like the traditional tamale plate, tortitas de papa. While enjoying your meal, enjoy the musical accompaniments of Mariachi Espectacular and Mariachi Divas at Paradise Garden's colorful bandstand. I love both of those bands.
I do too. I still haven't gotten to just like sit and watch the Divas in like 2 years.
I know. It's been a while. We need to catch them. Also in Plaza de Familia, you'll see the colorful Árbol de la Vida, or Tree of Life, a Mexican icon which is a perfect backdrop for your photos. The Tree of Life is decorated with images, colors, and symbols. Its branches hold flowers, animals, and evocative calacas, or skeletons, all connected to each other through the theme of family. Make a stop at the memory wall to leave a written remembrance of your loved ones. Nearby, another photo moment awaits when you pose with Miguel, who appears in the form of a hand-carved dimensional figure inspired by Mexican folk art. Miguel and his performer appear before a beautiful artistic mural entitled Recuérdame, or Remember Me. You can also design your own paper alebrije, or a spirit guide mask of Pepito or Dante, as part of a craft activity. Alebrijes are small figurines of fantastical creatures which feature a whimsical mix of the physical elements of many different animals.
I love alebrijes. Yeah. Continuing on with some more Grand California news, the new Tenaya Stone Spa is open at the Grand Californian. This all-new, one-of-a-kind retreat was designed by Disney Imagineers, who gathered inspiration from the spirit of nature, indigenous cultures of California, and the iconic craftsman design of the hotel. This full-service spa is a rejuvenating haven where you can enjoy a spa day, your way and choose from an array of luxuriating body treatments, massages, and salon services, all performed in this serene setting. Choose from a wonderful selection of treatments, including the Tenaya River Stone Massage, which I am so down for, head, hands, and feet with heart massage, wild honey and mud body renewal, step in time foot massage, or avocado, lime, and honey foot treatment, to name a few.
You need that because you have gross feet.
Okay, rude. Why would you say that?
To get that response.
I get pedicures often. Thank you very much.
You should have seen her face.
That was so rude.
That was fun. All right. She doesn't have gross feet. It's a joke.
Never speak to me ever again.
They're pretty gross. No, they're not. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You. Totally kidding.
Whatever.
Where is the spa?
I don't know.
Don't take it out on our listeners. This is my fault.
The spa is located near the GCH Craftsman Bar and Grill, where spa guests may enjoy a bite to eat before or after their spa treatment, just steps from the hotel's entrance to Disney California Adventure Park. Tenaya's Stone Spa features 8 treatment rooms, 2 for couples massages, 4 manicure pedicure chairs, a relaxation lounge, men's and women's changing rooms, and a retail boutique. Appointments are now available for guests of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, and the spa will be open to the public at a later date.
Can't wait.
Apparently, I can't either.
No, you should get there fast. Maybe we'll stay there just for an appointment there.
Please don't speak to me.
Oh, that's fun. All right. So according to Disneyland Magic Key on Instagram, that's their official Magic Key Holders Instagram. Magic Key Holders will have the opportunity to take part in a special dining event at Blue Bayou in New Orleans Square called New Orleans Holiday Party, where they will be able to take part in a Cajun-style culinary boil celebrating family and friends. There's going to be more information announced soon, and I'm excited. We're going to be going to the merriest nights. You guys talked us into it. So we're going to go so we can report back to you and tell you all about it. Mm-hmm. All right. That's news. Up next, merch.
Let's talk about merch. Let's talk about a bunch of cool stuff. Let's talk about merch.
All right. So you found some pretty good merch this week, huh?
I did.
Not a lot, but good stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that were like already announced, but we're going to kind of go into them in a little bit more detail. One of those things is the 50th anniversary vault collection, which looks pretty cool. And to top it off, they actually already have closed the Main Street Cinema at Magic Kingdom to prepare for that location to be the new home for that whole collection. So that's they're awesome. Doing a like a complete vintage overlay of the cinema and just basically housing all of the, majority of the collection there.
That's cool. I like when they have like
all dedicated spots.
Yeah. Cause when it's all spread out, it's hard to like get a good like grasp of what's available. And then if you're not planning on getting everything, then, you know, at least you can look around, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So just recently, Disney Parks blog did an interview with senior merchandise brand manager Hardlines, Kevin Michael Lizotte, and he revealed some of the influences behind the vault collection, stating that the vault collection is made up of two main categories, replica, looking to the 1970s for those key souvenirs we lovingly recreated for the celebration, and inspired by taking cues from the retro art and styles over the decades, we've created a collection of modern and relevant items appealing to our guests today. So actually, a group of cast members went to the Disney archives to take photos for inspiration for the vault collection. So there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff. A couple of things that have actually already been put out, not on the Shop Disney US, but Shop Disney Japan for Disney World's 50th anniversary.
Okay.
But it kind of gave us a like an inside look at a lot of the merch. So there's going to be some new plushes, just like classic Mickey with a 50, same with a Minnie Mouse, a retro folded map, a new lounge fly that also has a fanny pack attached to it, which is pretty dang cool. And you can use it either as a fanny pack or as a shoulder bag. Couple new shoulder bags as well that are coming out that are just like retro inspired. They have one that is Country Bear, one that is Mickey, Donald, and Pluto riding on a little train across the Disney resort. So lots of really cool stuff that's going to be coming out. One thing that I guess they focused on really hard was their home collection for the 50th. So I'm excited to see everything that comes out for that because I want to eventually redo a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving on from that, some cool new Nuimo accessories came out. So a mini popcorn bucket and a kitchen sink sundae, like what you can get at the resorts yourself. You can get a full size one for you and then a little matching one for your little Nuimo.
Nice. Kenzie will be stoked.
I know. I'm like, oh, do I want to show her that? Because she's going to immediately want it.
Yeah.
Because they have to have all the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new Haunted Mansion Holiday 20th Anniversary Collection came out at Disneyland over the past weekend. It is pretty cool. I'm not a huge fan of like any of the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
Yeah, like I think it's a great movie. I think it's wonderful. I'm just like the branding of it is not my thing.
Yeah. But some pretty cool stuff. They've got shirts. They've got a cute little like bone wreath with Zero on it. They have a new water jug by Corksicle, which has been one of their big sponsors recently. Pretty cool stuff. So if you like Nightmare Before Christmas, definitely some stuff that you should check out for the 20th anniversary overlay. And then finally for this week, there are some new Wonderland teas that have come out. They've had the collection before, but it looks like they've just added to it and added some pretty cool flavors. They have a new Tweedle tea. It's Tweedledum and Tweedle tea blend, which is a raspberry lemonade infused tea. I know that sounds really good. They also have the traditional Earl Grey, which is the topsy-turvy blend. They have a birthday cake black tea, which...
Is it flavored?
I guess. It literally just says birthday cake black tea. Luxury black tea with deep flavors of vanilla, buttercream, and cocoa.
That actually might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A rose green tea, which is the Wonderland Tea White Rose blend.
Did you say it's black tea birthday cake?
Unbirthday cake.
Oh, unbirthday cake. I was like, what a missed opportunity.
No. Did I say birthday
cake? I think you said birthday cake. Okay. Just, okay. All right.
Yeah. Unbirthday cake. I said birthday cake, then that was my bad. It's unbirthday
that just
cake.
Didn't sit right with me.
No, yeah. They have the Queen's Garden, which is a strawberry infused light to medium tea. And the Curiouser and Curiouser blend, which is a lemon ginger green tea, which okay. I'm not a huge fan of green tea.
It's good when you're sick, though.
Yeah.
With the ginger.
Yeah.
I bought, I'm actually staring at the box right now. I bought a Wonderland tea set, I guess. Gosh. 8 years ago, we still have that little tin.
Mm-hmm.
I love that thing. I'm never getting rid of it.
99% sure it's full of just Lipton
tea. It's got Lipton tea inside of it for sure. But
that's it for merch this week.
All right. Lots of merch. Thanks for that. And up next, it's Hidden Mickeys with the Kid.
It's time for Hidden Mickey of the Week. Looking everywhere, Kenzie's here to share the Hidden Mickey of the Week.
All right, we're back with another edition of Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. Hey, kid.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You have something fun in store for us this week?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
I have one in Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom, and we're going to keep the theme going of Walt Disney World, so Magic Kingdom. All right, where are we going to find it?
This one is going to be on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Dwarfs Mine Train. It's such a fun ride.
It is. So when you're going through the actual mine, at like the very end, you're going to see Grumpy pulling like a rope.
Okay.
A rope.
Okay.
And behind him, there's like three gems in the wall, in the rocks, and they are going to form a hidden Mickey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So you went on Mine Train on our last trip in August for your birthday.
Yeah.
What did you think about that ride?
It was really fun.
What was your favorite part?
Probably just like the big drop.
It's also like super funny because we had gone on it and it was, I think we talked about it last time. It was just like normal. We got on the ride. Everything was fine. And as soon as we came out, it was like pouring rain.
Yeah.
So it was like pelting us in the face. That was pretty fun.
It hurt. It did. All my makeup was running.
That's
it was
right.
Just like, ah.
Mine too. All right, so Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Towards the end, Grumpy's pulling on a rope. Right behind him, there's going to be three gems that form a hidden Mickey.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, well, thanks for another awesome hidden Mickey.
Of course.
Can't wait to see what you come up with next. All right, see you later.
See y'all real soon. It sounded like I said y'all, but
it sounded like you said y'all. You little country
girl. Real soon.
See you real soon. That's right. All right. We'll see you real soon. Up next, food.
Disney food.
All right. Lots of great food coming to Walt Disney World for the 50th. Mm-hmm. Like when I say a lot, 150 new food, drink, and novelty items are coming to the Walt Disney World Resort for the 50th.
That's so funny.
So here's some of the ones that stuck out to us. Some I'm very excited about, namely the cheese fries with Walt's chili at Animal Kingdom. Mm. I love Walt's chili.
Mm-hmm.
The glimmer and shimmer pineapple mousse at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Gosh, I want to try that so bad.
Uh-huh. Mission to Mars burger at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe in Magic Kingdom. An iridescent croissant donut at Epcot.
I'm gonna go.
An iridescent ice cream cone at Disney's Blizzard Beach. And then a chicken dinner cupcake trio at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. What is that?
I have no idea. There's no photos.
A chicken dinner cupcake trio. What could that mean? So let's make our guess. Let's make a guess here. Let's make a guess on what that is. Like savory cupcakes?
Maybe it's like a cupcake chicken pot pie.
Right. So one's like chicken.
One's mashed potatoes.
And one's...
Put mashed potatoes on top.
Carrots.
Put mashed potatoes on top.
Mashed potatoes on top.
Yeah, like the frosting.
Oh, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to see what it means. Mm-hmm. And then a magical beacon cocktail, which will be available at several spots throughout the resort, at many table service restaurants, lounges, and pool bars.
I want to go right now. Can it be the first right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just go.
To some people, right now it is the first.
Yeah.
I just time traveled.
Oh, dang. Ooh, dang. And finally, there's going to be some new menu items at the Main Street Confectionery at Magic Kingdom, including 4 limited time treats that are going to be available starting October 1st. They are white with pastel colors, kind of going with the theme of the whole iridescent display that everything has. There is a specialty caramel apple, a cake pop, I think like a cookie. I'm not sure what it is. But it looks like a cookie, and then a Rice Krispie treat. And then in addition to those, all of the new stuff that they're going to have available at the confectionery, there is a ridiculous amount of stuff on this menu. There are like 10 different kinds of apples that are going to be available. Some of them have stuff like chopped Snickers all over it.
Yeah. Okay.
They have a classic Mickey apple that has the marshmallows and sugar coating and milk chocolate coating and stuff like that. And then they add some M&M candies to that. They have a cherry candy apple that has a cherry candy coating as well as gummy lifesavers on them. Some new marshmallow treats, which again, there's like 10 new marshmallow treats, all different kinds of fudge. They have fudge with mini M&Ms and pretzels. They have fudge with Twix. They have peanut butter fudge. They have pretzel rods that are rolled in Skittles as well. Like, there is so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. They also have a rainbow fruit flavored fudge made with Skittles bite-sized candies.
Okay.
That kind of reminds me of those like fruity Tootsie Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I feel like that's what it's going to taste like.
Yeah.
But like I said, so many different kinds. There's cookies, there's Rice Krispie treats, there's cupcakes, there's cake pops, there's scones. And then they'll also have water and Monster Energy drinks there as well. So you can replenish after your sugar crash.
For sure. All right. Lots of good food. Lots of good food. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to taste some of these things in the near future.
Yes.
All right. Well, up next, events and entertainment.
Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Woo! Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment and events, here we go, oh yeah.
Okay, so during the pandemic, a lot of our episodes were including some things about Disney Plus, and we haven't really talked about it yet. So
I'm trying to forget that it happened.
But so there is a lot of cool stuff going on with Disney Plus. So first, we just started. We got about 4 episodes into Behind the Attraction.
Great show.
We were a little bit late to the show, but oh man, it's an amazing show. First 2 episodes, I was in tears.
Yeah.
Just like bad, like ugly tears.
Rude.
Yeah. But really great stories. Talks a lot about like the Imagineers behind the attractions, Walt's vision behind the attractions, some of the technology, some of the little secrets that you might want to know. So really cool. Really, really cool. I'm glad that we started that.
I'm going to give you guys a little bit of homework to do with Behind the Attraction. I want you to look up the story of the Dominguez tree at Disneyland.
Yes. It's a really cool, fun story. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you homework to watch or to look into that. And maybe we'll talk about it next week. We'll mm-hmm. actually give the story. Yeah. Really fun little story about the Dominguez family and the tree. So yeah, check it out. They talked about, we watched the Haunted Mansion one,
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Star Tours.
Yep. Which was awesome because it talked a lot about just Star Wars in general.
I think we only got through three episodes.
Oh, we did get through three.
We were about to start.
The fourth is Tower of Terror. Yeah.
But I had to go get pizza.
Yeah. So really, really good stuff there. So check out Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus. Also from Marvel Studios, What If? What If is a kind of a mind bender for you because it jumps into the multiverse and answers a question of what if, you know, things were different. So the first episode was what if Captain America was not Captain America? So Steve Rogers doesn't become Captain America. It's Captain Carter. So really cool, like, twist on the stories. I think they treated the characters very well, and I'm excited to watch the rest of them. So check out What If. And then also, if you're a Star Wars fan like us, they did an amazing new show called Star Wars Visions. They released all of the episodes. There's 8 visionary anime creators that put together really awesome Star Wars stories in, you know, in anime form. The first episode was just like super epic. Second one was kind of cute. We have to get through the rest of them. We're trying to watch them as a family. But if you're a fan of Star Wars or anime or both, definitely give that one a view because it's amazing. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but Muppets Haunted Mansion will be debuting exclusively on Disney Plus on October 8th.
Woo-hoo.
So this show, it takes place on Halloween night when Gonzo is challenged to spend one very daring night in the most grim grinning place on Earth, the Haunted Mansion. This marks the Muppets' first ever Halloween special and features 3 new original songs, Rest in Peace, Life Hereafter, and Tie the Knot Tango, a star-studded Muppets cast, celebrity guest stars and special appearances, and frightful fun for the whole family. So we're really excited about that one. I love the Muppets. I grew up on the Muppets. I love Haunted Mansion, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited to see how
it's
that turns out.
It's crazy to me that this is their first Halloween special.
I didn't know that until
they had more.
Till literally I just read it.
Yeah.
I guess they don't.
I mean, it's crazy. It's just because we're so used to like the holiday specials.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then some exciting sneak peeks that we're going to get for the Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. They are going to be live streaming both Harmonious and Enchantment, the new fireworks show at Magic Kingdom. Harmonious will be doing a live stream on Wednesday, the 29th. So
today,
if you're listening to this the day this comes out, it's today at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And you can catch that on all of Disney's social media platforms. And then Enchantment, the Magic Kingdom fireworks show, will be on Thursday, September 30th at 10:15 Eastern, 7:15 Pacific. Again, on any of Disney's social media channels.
Really excited to see both of those, but definitely more excited to see Harmonious, to see like how that space has been transformed, what the show is going to be, and if it's worth kind of what they did to the landscape.
Yeah.
You know,
because some people are pretty,
lots of people are very upset about it. So I hope that it kind of changes their tune a little bit.
Me too.
And I'm sure it will. I mean, Disney doesn't do like
crummy shows
like that, like fireworks and, you know, like they go big. So I would doubt that it would be not good. So really excited about that. So check those out on the Disney social media channels. It'll be hard to miss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about celebrating 50 years of Walt Disney World. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're talking about Walt Disney World and celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Woo!
Crazy. So just a little bit about Walt Disney World. So in the mid-1960s, Walt Disney wanted to build another park in Florida based on the concept started in Disneyland. In 1971, the concept became a reality when Walt Disney World opened in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Unfortunately, Walt Disney passed away in 1966 and never had the chance to see his vision for the park come to fruition. The original idea was to create a new park similar to Disneyland, but with other aspects such as lodging areas and other novel ideas. One of the most creative and innovative ideas that Disney had was the creation of the Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. This area, known as Epcot, was to be an area that served as a testing ground for ideas which could be used in cities in the future. These ideas for Epcot sprang from concepts of the future that were seen in the World's Fair. Over the course of time, Disney World has become one of the most popular destinations for tourists in the world. In fact, the Magic Kingdom, which is at the heart of Disney World, is the most popular theme park in the world, with nearly 17 million visitors going through the park on an annual basis. In addition, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and the Hollywood Studios attractions are also ranked in the top 10 for visitors. Through the course of time, Disney World has increased in size and attractions to become a place that has something for everyone. So I never really had an interest in going to Disney World.
I'm always like, come on, let's go.
I think like growing up, I would see, cause we didn't go to Disneyland very much as a kid either. And so I'd see Disney World and it seemed like it was so just like unattainable. And I kept that mindset throughout my whole life up until just recently, where it's like, yeah, we could go. And I kind of played it off as like, oh, I'm a purist. All I need is Disneyland, which they're so different yet so similar that like, I'm not cheating on Disneyland with Walt Disney World. It's just something different, you know? What was it like for you as a kid? Like, did you ever want to go to Walt Disney World?
I wanted to go to Walt Disney World so bad because I would always see all of the commercials that were showing like this big resort. And I just assumed it was like hours, how you could like walk out of one and walk
right
into another. Like, I didn't realize it was this like its own city, basically. Yeah. Like, I thought it, like I said, I thought it was just like ours. You could walk out of one, walk right into the other. So I didn't ever like fully expect what I saw when I got there. Plus I would watch things like Full House and they went to Disney World and I'd be like, I want to do that too. Like,
right.
I want to be like Michelle. So that was like why I wanted to go really bad.
Yeah. The size is something that I never really took into consideration either. I had always assumed it was just gates in one area.
Yeah.
So when we got there and realized how huge it was, I was like, holy smokes, because I didn't do any research on Walt Disney World.
No, I did went into it research on blind. Restaurants because I am who I am right. and I love food.
Right.
But that was really the only thing I looked into. And like, even then, like I said, I assumed that we were going to be able to just like do a bunch of walking.
Right. No. And Walt Disney World Resort encompasses 30,500 acres, making it approximately the same size as San Francisco. That's insane.
Baffling to me.
Yeah. And so when they opened, they had a crowd that was about 10,000 guests and they had 8 e-ticket attractions at Disney's Magic Kingdom Park where they had Space Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, Jungle Cruise, It's a Small World, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And it's funny when you think about like admission prices when either Disneyland or Walt Disney World opened. When Magic Kingdom opened, adult admission costs only $3.50 and child tickets were $1. It didn't include rides, but that was the admission. So rides ranged from 10 cents to 90 cents each, and you could opt for a package that got you access to 7 rides for $4.75.
God, they should do that for just a day.
That would be pretty cool. Can you imagine the lines?
Oh my.
Our crazy gosh. Fan base. Oh my goodness.
They'd be lined up all the way to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there are some fun things that you can kind of see and experience when you go to Walt Disney World. But this one was a little bit funny to me. So this is a fun little fact that our friend Mamers pointed out to us. So if you're taking a stroll down the paths through Liberty Square, you might notice a yellowish brown section running through the red pathway. Disney, in its infinite attention to detail, included this to represent the sewage that would have run through the streets during the Revolutionary period. You wouldn't find any indoor plumbing during that historical time either. So there's no bathrooms in Liberty Square.
It's so weird to me.
When she told me that, I was like, that can't be true. There's no way that's real.
It's real.
And it's true. And then something that we actually got to experience while we were in Walt Disney World, lightning rods are scattered throughout each park at Disney World. If you look around, you'll probably spot one. The most prominent one is the Crossroads replica at the entrance to Hollywood Studios. Mickey's right ear is made from copper and doubles as a lightning rod.
When we were there in August, that was some of the most intense lightning I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, we could hear this, like, the like crackling sound before it even struck.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was pretty wild. And it was so close because of the lightning rods. But that keeps everybody else safe. So it was really weird to see. I've never experienced anything like that I can think of. I don't know.
No, I was like, for a split second, I was like, we might get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Like there was a small part of it.
Felt like a real thing that could happen.
Kenzie just had her phone like straight up in the air, like, I'm recording it. I was like, wait, hang on, you're going to get it.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Cause yeah, the weather out there is so weird.
I love it though.
It went from,
it really agreed with my skin.
Well, like what we were just talking about on the Hidden Mickey, we went into Mine Train completely dry, not a drop of rain in sight. Like, and then we, as soon as we get on the attraction and out of the tunnel, pelted in the face with
like my eyes,
very heavy rain. Yeah. So it's crazy, but I thought we would just take a few minutes here to talk about the different parks at Walt Disney World that we've experienced. Mm-hmm. Just talk about how much we enjoyed them and some of our favorite things. And then we can wrap it up.
Do we want to start with our ranking? How we rank the four parks?
Let's do that. Yeah. What's yours?
Mine is, do you want like fourth to first?
Fourth to first.
Okay. This might get some people mad at me.
Okay.
Because number four for me is Magic Kingdom.
Crazy.
I don't need it.
Sure.
I have Disneyland.
Sure.
So if I were planning a trip and I could only visit two of the parks or three of the parks, Magic Kingdom wouldn't be on my list.
Okay.
Which I know is crazy.
It's a little crazy.
But still. Okay. Number three is Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Number two is, where it gets really hard because I love them both so much. But I think number two is Epcot.
Okay.
And number one is Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I can see that. So mine is pretty similar. Mine would go Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Magic Kingdom there. It was really awesome when we couldn't go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because then we had at least, you know,
a castle.
Yeah. So it was nice to have, but, if I'm going to go to Disneyland, I'm going to go to Disneyland. And not to say Magic Kingdom isn't awesome out there. It's just,
it's a great park.
I've got my own.
Yeah. And I feel like we have like better stuff. I don't know.
Depends on who you're talking to. But yeah.
Like I love Mine Train. I love that ride so much. I wish we had it. But yeah. If I had to choose, I like our Haunted Mansion better.
I like our Haunted Mansion better.
Even though I hate the ride with everything in me, their Small World got nothing on our Small World.
And I don't like their pirates either.
No, their pirates is so short.
Yeah.
But I do like their Space Mountain better.
Because you like the bobsled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a better Matterhorn that doesn't break your back.
But it doesn't have music. That's what bothers me.
But it's so fast.
It is fast.
And I like when you do the woo. Mm-hmm. You know the part I'm talking about.
The whoop-de-doos?
Yeah. I really like that part. But I don't know. I think it's great. And I like Carousel Progress.
Yeah.
Because that dang song gets stuck in my head all the time. Mm-hmm. But if I was going and there were only certain parks I could go to, I would skip Magic Kingdom.
Okay. So let's talk about the attractions at Magic Kingdom. So one we didn't do was Tomorrowland Speedway. We did check out the Barnstormer, though, and that was a fun little roller coaster.
Oh, I didn't go on that with you.
I went with Kenzie. Right.
I ran to get a massive cinnamon roll at Gaston's. Yeah, yeah.
Something that's
priorities.
Something that's unique at Magic Kingdom that it's similar to Disneyland, but definitely unique is Dumbo. There's two sides.
Dueling Dumbos.
Yeah. So there's two separate sides, kind of like what you would see with Maters,
mm-hmm.
where it's same attraction, but two different sides. It's a small world. You know, it's, I don't think it's as good
as
Disneyland. Oh, it's not a lame world. They actually just finished the facade and theming of Small World, and it actually looks really nice.
Good.
Yeah. Mad Tea Party.
Theirs is covered, which is nice.
Okay. They've got Astro Orbiter. Same, you know, mm-hmm. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I like it. Not better than ours, but no, I definitely like
better,
it.
But it's
fun. I like it separately. It's fun. We didn't get to do Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, but I hear it's just as good as Astro Blasters. Let's see. Country Bear Jamboree.
I wish they would bring it back.
I know. So it's something that we don't have anymore. And so it's nice to be able to go in and see some nostalgia. We didn't do the Hall of Presidents on any of our trips.
And it's infuriating.
I know.
Well, the first two times we've gone, it's been closed.
Right.
The second time we went, it was closed the first day we went to Magic Kingdom, but it reopened because they had just put Biden in there and we were supposed to go on our last day and we didn't make it because we went and got a good spot for fireworks.
Right. That's right. Which I'd rather see fireworks.
Yeah,
I was glad we did fireworks.
Yeah. Same. I was bawling hysterically.
Haunted Mansion. I think it's fine.
I like ours better.
I just like ours better. Jungle Cruise. Pretty.
Did we go on it?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Didn't we?
No, they closed because there was lightning.
Oh, that's right. We didn't.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we went on it one time.
Not
didn't
at
we?
Magic Kingdom, no.
Oh, man.
Every time we've been, it's been raining and they close.
That's right. Mad Tea Party.
It's covered.
It's covered, which is strange.
I like it.
But I get it. Magic Carpets of Aladdin. It's very similar to Dumbo or Astro Blasters. Or I'm sorry, Astro Orbiters. Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Mickey's Philhar Magic.
Did we do that at Disney
World?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Or did we just do it at Disneyland?
We just recently did it at Disneyland.
Okay, you're right. We didn't do Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
It was closed.
Yeah. We did Peter Pan's Flight, which was...
Yeah.
Same.
I like their queue better than
their
ours.
Their queue is a lot better than
it's
ours.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Meh.
It's, you know, it has similar elements, but it's just...
I like their queue too.
The length is just not there for me.
Yeah. I enjoy that queue though.
Yeah. Prince Charming Regal Carousel. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I love that attraction.
I want it.
I know. I wish we had it at Disneyland. It's a blast.
Every single time we go on it, like I sit there and I map out Disneyland in my head and I'm like, where can I stick
this? Yeah, exactly. But it's cool though, because we did take some of the like animatronic and theming elements and put it into Snow White's
Enchanted
Wish.
Is that what it's called?
Kiss? Enchanted Kiss. And then Space Mountain, you like it better than ours. I don't.
I do. But you're right. It is awkward because of the whole music situation.
Yeah. We didn't do Splash Mountain because I just have no...
We did it the first time we went. Because remember,
oh,
Dan
you're
tricked
right.
us.
We did. That's right.
She was like, it's a rite of passage. And then I was like, do you like this one? And she was like, I don't know. I haven't been on it. And I was like, listen.
Yeah. We you got bullied into
it. I did.
Which
is
it's
not unheard of with Dan.
Yeah, and that's true. No, it was good. They still have a Swiss Family Treehouse, which is cool. We didn't do Tom Sawyer's Island because I don't fit in ours, so I didn't assume we were going to fit in theirs. Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
We did that.
And we did that. Totally fine.
The same as DCA.
Yeah.
I remember correctly.
Carousel of Progress. Is a blast.
Beautiful
it's a blast. It's so much fun.
Shining at the end of every day.
I've got beef with their tiki room because it's
short.
Yeah, it's shorter.
Son of a biscuit.
And they cut out my favorite part. Like my favorite part of the tiki room is not in that one.
Which part?
It's the end with like the tiki guys. Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Magic Kingdom is a great park. It's definitely not the same as Disneyland, and that's not what they were really going for. It was just inspired by Disneyland, and I think it's as good. The only thing it doesn't have for me is the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Disneyland didn't exist and Magic Kingdom was the only thing that we ever knew, it's an amazing park.
Agreed.
It's an amazing place. So... You know, definitely not dogging on Magic Kingdom. I think it's great. I prefer Disneyland because that's my home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now, something that they have at Magic Kingdom that I wish we had something similar is their photo pass. They have some really cool photo pass options. The zoom out picture. So you can stand in this spot and it takes a zoom out. They do it at I think all the parks, they have a photo opportunity to do this, but it takes a picture of you and then it zooms out for like a bigger picture. So it's an animated image And it's so cool because it just, it's in tight on you, and then it zooms out and you can see the castle and that whole, like, the hub. It's just, it's really cool. So I wish we had something like that.
Or the Tiny Kingdom ones that they're doing now that make you look like you're on a world and you're big.
I love that. Oh, something we didn't talk about. People Mover.
People Mover.
I like the People Mover.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So I'm that's still, yeah, I'm still, I'm glad they still have that. We did some really good food while we were there. Mamers is obsessed with the cheeseburger egg rolls.
Like, yes, she obsessed. Is.
And for good reason. They're delicious.
I didn't really like them.
I
but I also am not like a huge fan of cheeseburgers.
Right.
So that makes sense. But I did get the pot stickers from Aloha. No. Is that what it's called? Aloha Isle? Where did I get it? It was wherever we got the like Dole Whips.
Sunset Terrace.
Sunset Terrace.
Yeah.
I got the pot stickers from there. And those were fantastic.
Yeah, really good. Really good. We also did, we did Casey's Corner.
Corn dog nuggets with cheese.
Corn dogs and hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah. I actually, that's like a thing in Florida.
Yeah.
Is corn dog nuggets with a side of cheese. Yeah. And I didn't hate that.
No, it was really good. It's very similar to Coke Corner or Refreshment Corner.
I wish Coke Corner had corn dog nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else did we eat there? Oh, we had, we ate at Be Our Guest.
We've eaten there
twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fantastic both times.
Don't get anything other than their filet. Like, there's no reason to.
Filet, the charcuterie board for your appetizer, or the French onion soup.
Ooh. The French onion soup is bomb.
It's got the thickest layer of cheese on top.
Cheesy.
So please don't choke on it.
Yeah, don't.
Because it's just, it would be a waste.
Right. What else? You said the cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls at Gaston's are...
And obviously the Dole Whips. Dole Whips are Dole Whips, you know?
What kind did I get just recently from there?
Coconut and pineapple?
It was like coconut, pineapple, but then they put like some juices in it and syrups, and it was...
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Really good.
It tasted like a tropical beverage, just minus the alcohol.
Right.
And I was a fan. We've also eaten at Skipper Navigation Co.
Yes, we did.
Which
was fun.
That food was great too.
It's Jungle Cruise themed, and they have, you know, your skipper
servers.
Will tell some corny jokes, and it was good. And the food was great.
Yeah. I don't necessarily know if I need to go back, but it was good. Because if I'm going to go and sit down anywhere at Magic Kingdom now, I am going to Liberty.
Liberty Square, Liberty Tree Inn. Listen, this is...
Tavern.
Liberty Tree Tavern. Let's say that again. Liberty Tree Tavern.
Wow.
So
that food.
Yeah, that food is crazy because it's family style and it's basically Thanksgiving dinner. And so they just bring out
heaven.
Sliced turkey, pot roast, mashed potatoes, green beans, bread.
Was there stuffing?
Stuffing. Oh, it's so good. And it's
Mac and cheese.
And it's eat. How do they say it?
All you care to enjoy.
All you care to enjoy. So not all you can eat, because that sounds cheap. All you care to enjoy. So if you say, hey, I want more pot roast, they'll bring you more pot roast. You want more mac and cheese, they bring you more mac and cheese. And
we got multiple plates of green beans because the green beans are like sauteed in garlic.
Yeah. Ooh,
they're nice and crisp. Yum.
But that pot roast was probably my favorite like meat in a Disney park.
I had a little bit of guilt after we ate it because literally the night before we had FaceTimed my mom to like see how she was doing. And she was like, I'm craving Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. And then we literally had Thanksgiving the next day. I was like, ooh, my bad.
Oh, and what was the dessert? Something toffee.
So it's the Patriot platter is what you get,
right,
which is roasted turkey breast, pot roast. Oh, they've added.
Oh.
Now they do turkey breast, pot roast, and oven roasted pork.
Come on.
And it's still served with mashed potatoes, green beans, herb stuffing, and house made macaroni and cheese. And then for dessert, it is the ooey gooey toffee cake served with vanilla ice cream and chocolate sauce.
And it was so delicious, but I couldn't even eat it all because I was so full from everything else I was stuffing in my face. So that's Magic Kingdom. That's what we're celebrating for Walt Disney World's 50th. You know, we did spend some time on our adventures in all four parks. In fact, we did all four parks in one day on our last day there.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah. So, you know, Walt Disney World started out as just Magic Kingdom and some hotels. And now it's just expansive. There's four parks, two water parks, golf courses, dozens of hotels and resorts. It's crazy. It's amazing how big that place is and what they have to offer. Hollywood Studios is going to be very close to what you would see at like California Adventure. They've got the Star Wars stuff there. Epcot, amazing, amazing place with tons of amazing food, lots of like technological innovations and things like that. And then Animal Kingdom is, I think for me, being such a big Disney fan and a big San Diego Zoo fan, it's the best of both worlds. You get Disney theming in a zoo with some really cool attractions, amazing food, really cool entertainment options. Just Walt Disney World is a great place. And I'm so glad that we've recently decided to go. We did the Walt Disney World, I'm sorry, the Disney Vacation Club. So it'll keep us coming back. Can't wait to talk more about this. So, because Walt Disney World is going to be in the spotlight for a little while, we're going to do some more episodes talking about our adventures and what we did, what we rode, what we ate, what we experienced. And so lots more to talk about coming up.
Definitely. And one last fun fact to leave you guys with. Currently, and we like everybody who has gone to Disney World and we know like how enormous that is. Like, I know that's been a big focus of what we've talked about recently. They currently only utilize a third of the property that they own out there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And they've always, one of the promises would is that they will always dedicate a third of their property to conservation.
Yeah.
And they've only utilized a third of the property that they even own. So it's just like, it's crazy to think of the things that they can do and the things that they can add out there. That's one thing that they have that we don't is space.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that brings us to our quote of the week. All right. Piggybacking off of what Tabitha was just talking about, Walt said about Walt Disney World, "Here in Florida, we have something special we never enjoyed at Disneyland, the blessing of size. There's enough land here to hold all the ideas and plans we can possibly imagine." So, Florida is a great place for Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. The amount of space that they have to just keep growing and building and, you know, making Walt Disney World just this amazing, magical place. And it's such an awesome thing to have. So we're so glad that we've been able to enjoy Walt Disney World. And we're so excited that we can keep going back with our vacation club membership and all that good stuff. So we'd love for you to share your favorite stories about Walt Disney World with us. So shoot us a message on Instagram at @MagicOnMainPod, or you can email us at friends@MagicOnMainStreet.com. Also, make sure you follow us, subscribe to us, leave a review. That would really help us out for spreading the magic with everybody in the world. If you want to help fund the show, you can become a Patreon subscriber for as little as $2 a month. You'll get early access. You'll never have to listen to ads. Find out more information at patreon.com/magiconmainstreet. Thank you so much for following us on our adventures. And I hope that you can all be kind to each other, love each other, and enjoy the Disney magic like we do every single week. So thank you so much. On that note, on behalf of Tabitha, Kenzie, Daniel, Scar, and myself, thanks so much for listening to the Magic on Main Street podcast. We'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Magic on Main Street, just like a churro, you're so sweet. Our time with you is such a treat. Spread the Disney love. Thanks for hanging out with us.